We're good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, well, you're welcome.
We have Kathy Guthrie and Amy Nelson of the music duo Folk Uke on the line. So,
welcome.
I said music duo. Do I call you a band?
We call ourselves a band.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Well, like a do-over?
Yeah, I'm going to start over. I'm sorry. Of the
no,
band.
No, I was going to say we call ourselves a do-over. It's a bad joke.
See, I get it now that you explained it. Because that's the best jokes is the ones that you have to explain, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't worry, we're always explaining jokes to Mike.
Yeah, that's like our jokes.
The more awkward, the better.
So,
well, thanks for interviewing us. Thanks for wanting to talk to us.
No problem. You guys are currently on tour with the Jayhawks.
Yes.
And you're licensing your music to popular Netflix television shows. Did you declare we're not fucking around anymore? Or?
I think we did stop fucking around. So I guess we can say that on this radio station then.
Yeah. That's great. Okay.
Well, I heard your song on Orange is the New Black. I see on your Twitter account it looks like a lot of people are just discovering you. An 11-year-old song now. Were you?
Yeah.
Is that exciting or?
It's exciting. It's so weird and great.
Well, it seems like everything that I've
starts on Amazon.
Yeah, I've read of you guys. You kind of you're reluctant to pursue it. Even it seems like you're downplaying that you even are making music.
Well, we both have other jobs, so I think we were downplaying it just to survive a little bit.
Right.
And then and we still have our other jobs, but the whole Orange is the New Black thing kind of just happened as they kind of they stumbled upon it. So that wasn't, we didn't pursue that in any way. So just credit that to Angels, because it has been really good for us. Got a lot of attention all of a sudden for our 11-year-old song and album.
It seems to be kind of the new trend where all of these showrunners for these programs are really into music and know exactly where to place music cues. And especially with shows like Orange is the New Black, it's almost like every single episode, the music cue right before the credits start is perfect. And your song was in the exact right point.
I love the music. I'm learning about a lot of great stuff from those shows.
You guys met kind of reluctantly. You're both the daughters of famous musicians, and from what I read, it seemed as though you kind of didn't want to be friends because people all assumed that you would be.
Well, my mom is good friends with Kathy, and Kathy knew my mom before I knew Kathy. So, my mom kind of introduced us, and we were like, oh, you never know when someone's like, oh, you got to meet this person. You know, so I think both of us were kind of like, we weren't reluctant, but we weren't quite sure if mom was right on about it.
And I guess especially since it was your mom.
It's like when somebody hypes up a movie too much, too, you know, and kind of don't want to see it.
Like Game of Thrones. Everybody keeps saying, oh, God, why are you not watching Game of Thrones? And I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't watched that either. I'm waiting. And I probably will eventually. But
like in 10 years. In 11 years.
Wait until it's not cool anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you're in a family of musicians and you don't... You go through those two teenage years where you're supposed to rebel, and I guess... If you're in a whole family of musicians, it's kind of hard to do that because most people would start a band. But is that kind of what is expected of you, is to start a band?
It was not a unique adventure in our family, you know. So, yeah, it was kind of the way to rebel was to not do it.
Okay, I guess in your case, it would be rebelling would be like to be in the stock market.
Yeah.
Didn't you go to business college, Kathy?
I went to college, and I used to say that I played the radio, but I was going to be in the music business, but on the business end of it, and not so much playing music. So, that was crazy. That was crazy in my family.
So doing the licensed songs for TV shows, does that actually pay any good?
I'll let you know.
Leave it to Napier to have all of the tact of asking, how much money do you make?
Yeah, well, it hasn't paid for our dinner yet, so we don't know.
So
I'll write an email.
We don't know what it means to top the folk chart, because how many, like, what are the folk charts, you know? I don't know how, but we did pretty well on Amazon Folk last week, so that was really exciting.
Is that what you're classified under? Because when I looked at Amazon, you were like on, you're on the Americana. What the hell is Americana? I don't even know what that is. Is that, and you were on the alternative rock charts, which I didn't understand at all. But you were classified
cool.
as a whole bunch. I guess you wouldn't classify your music as being like a comedy album. You have funny songs, but
yeah,
they're not all funny.
Yeah, they're not all funny.
You have to classify.
Yeah, we
put it in folk, but yeah, it kind of, I guess it crosses over into some other stuff.
And you guys are working on something now to put out. I think your publicist said by the end of the summer you're planning on putting out a third album.
Yeah, we're hoping to. Yeah, we've recorded 6 songs and we just haven't completely finished mixing, and might have to fix a couple things here and there.
It takes us a really long time to record a very small amount of songs. Because we hear it so much better than we see it, or I mean, than we can do it, you know. So we really can't see it.
but we're kind of
perfectionists. But then you hear our music, and you might disagree. But we're pretty close. We're pretty close. Mark Perlman of the Jayhawks is the one who kind of back in October he mentioned that he had some time off in November and did we want to record our album. He'd mentioned wanting to record with us a long time ago, but we didn't really want to hold him to it, or, you know, we weren't sure how serious he was about actually associating with us.
We thought maybe he was just being nice, people say that but don't mean it.
We recorded 6 songs with him and Mike Stinson, who's another one of our musical heroes and good friends, and Randy Weeks, who's another music hero, good friend, and It was really fun. It was a great time. So now we just have to get it out and actually, we put one song out off of it called DJ to a DJ, because we had this Jayhawks tour come up and we thought we better put something out.
You better have something out that people can.
Yeah.
Are you playing a lot of the new stuff live on your tour?
Yes.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
And do you get a good response from it, or is it hit or miss?
People seem to like it.
We're hit or miss as a band in general.
Yeah.
So if people want to find you, it's folkuke.com to get all of the music and tour dates and all that nonsense. And
merch? You got merch up there?
Totally. We're a merch band.
We do.
We specialize in merch.
Perfect.
We have puking unicorn t-shirts and stickers and CDs. So, yeah, we've got stuff.
Did you say puking unicorn?
Yeah.
Yeah, our logo was made by an 8-year-old boy on the back of his brother's math homework. So there's little faint backwards numbers in it.
That's amazing.
It's actually, yeah.
Does he get a cut?
Yeah.
You guys didn't pay him, did
he's
you?
Been, he's been paid, yes. He's been paid in full. And
we
then
did.
Some.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we felt guilty. We were using it for so many things. We paid him more. We paid him again.
Napier, ask how much they paid him.
We're going to have to send him to college.
We just paid him like 2,000 cookies.
Yeah. That's perfect.
We're going to buy him beer before he's 21.
Oh, yeah.
We can cut that out if you want.
Yeah. I mean, I thought we already did buy him beer. I mean, no.
Guys, I appreciate you doing this.
Now? I think he's like 10 now.
We
appreciate you.
Folkuke.com.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And good luck, and we'll certainly make sure people are aware when it comes out, the new album.
Thank you.
No, we don't necessarily
awesome.
Have
thank you so much. Hopefully it'll be really soon.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, thank
Looking
you. It's so
to
nice
it.
To meet you.
Thanks,
thank
guys.
You, ladies.
Awesome. All right.
Have a good
thank
one.
Thank you.
Travis, that wasn't awkward at all.
Well, you started out a little awkward, and then I think we got a groove, and then you cut them off just as we were starting to get to know them, I
just
think.
When we were getting into the groove, that's when it's yep. time to do yep. the hook.
As I realized that their logo was a puking unicorn.
I wish that we had more financial questions for them.
Napier was writing them down as you were shutting the interview down. He was like, I really got to get to the bottom of this, the finances of this band.
You know, it's going to be really awkward when you have Mike looking at me for help.
So your other job, how much does that pay?
I was waiting for it. So what do you do for a living? What's that, a year? You got 401k on that?
Amy, your father is Willie Nelson. Does he give you a good allowance?
Jesus Christ. I almost turned my microphone off and left. Napier said, so what's that pay? It was like, oh no. How do you rebound from Napier asking
Travis.
What licensing pays for Orange is the New Black?
Travis.
Yeah.
We shouldn't discourage Napier for participating.
No,
yes,
no,
you
no, no.
Should. Did you see what I
it
did?
It was so nice of Napier to throw that in, right?
I want to say that's like one of the three times Napier's asked a question to one of our interview folks.
Have I ever said anything that wasn't really fucking awkward? Never.
I just had to address the elephant in the room of Napier saying how much money you make. I could, because there would have been no way to rebound from that otherwise.
There is nothing that I do that is not horrible and awkward.
So, Kathy, your father is Arlo Guthrie. A lot of radio stations play Alice's Restaurant on Thanksgiving all day. Does he get a pretty good paycheck from that?
you should have just asked him if they tried macaroni and Cheetos. That would have been a more appropriate question.
Right, or I should ask them if I seem like the kind of guy who would water his plants.
Or if they found Ecto Cooler at any of their local grocers.
So, guys, we've talked for about 10 minutes here. Would you say I seem like the type of guy who would water his plants?
I think I care about plants.
Now, as you all know, methamphetamine is a huge scourge on our country.
Please tell me step by step your plan to eliminate that from our culture.